A tiny music programming idea. For a while now, I have been noticing the delay or echo effect in songs. It was Giorgio Moroder that helped me hear it first. He actually called out for it at one of his performances. I never used the delay effect prior to hearing that. I was replicating it with 16 notes at high speed, but it never quite worked right. Even in the beginning, where he first says, "Danny, give me a click!" It is a deeply complex click. It's not a click, not a click at all. If your mouse made that click, then you'd probably need earplugs. All the songs are using reverb and delay in ways that we can't quite put our finger on it until someone actually directly mentions it. They're using a whole range of things that multiply or complicate sound waves. So it still comes out as a click, kind of, but it's really beefed up. I tested it in LMMS, and the sound with echo and reverb and delay is very powerful and full. And LMMS has an entire range of echo, delay, and reverb effects. But something seemed a bit off, you know? It feels alien to me. I guess I'm just jealous of all the fancy instruments and knowledge that comes along with it, even though I wouldn't know how to use any of it. I took a moment to search for an alternative to LMMS. It's a good idea to do every couple of years. And I did find an open source program called Muse. The current 4.0 version got a bit of a facelift. It's still a very complicated application. It belongs to a different world of music creation applications. LMMS is very tightly packed together and very well done. People say it looks simple, but that's actually the point. It's simple on purpose. And I was able to make some drum sounds. Before you use the drum track, you have to define your samples or sound files first. Even though I feel that composition in Muse is something important to research, I did set it aside for a tiny moment and turned to programming. I went back to the part where Giorgio Moroder mentions his notes and a recent video by Alba Ecstasy where he mentions the ping pong delay. And I wrote the tiniest bit of code to frame both together by means of Tone.js, a music programming helper library. You can hear it play Giorgio's three notes with ping pong delay at catpe.github.io/berliner, and that's CATPEA. It is not a song, it is just three notes, but they sound really good because of that ping pong delay. Tone.js is a layer on top of web audio, which is a program based on trees of nodes or graphs. It should integrate quite well with Reet, the JavaScript framework for visual programming. It would be quite easy to get it all up and running, at least to make some sounds. It would be pretty cool to integrate the tidal music notation that Tone.js supports. It is a nice project to learn programming with. I think Berlin School Techno would be neat to explore with a combination of Tone and Reet. You could call it the Berlin School Techno Visual Programming Language. Personally, and in closing, I have a lot more to learn about computer music before I sit down to writing such little marvels. I feel I have to study the history of electronic music some more. There are many more musical treasures and fancy ideas to be discovered. Earlier in the day, I was thinking how music, more than anything else, paints a beautiful picture of humanity. There are no limits here, No borders. Just one big family. And here's a blooper for me trying to get the title right. A tiny music programming idea.